Blog Talk Radio.
Well, glory to God. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Amen. And I keep thinking about what Jesus said, that he's coming back for us, the church. Hallelujah. Present us to himself without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Hallelujah. We are the church. Hallelujah. He's not coming back for the building, but he's coming back for us. Praise God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. And we want to just say welcome, everybody. Hallelujah.
Welcome, everybody.
Here's Pastor Thank Mom.
Thank you. Welcome to everybody this morning. Holy Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. And thanking you, Holy Father, for just being with you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need you, Lord.
Yes,
we need you, Lord. We thank you for being with us today.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask the Lord to go with everybody that's in this minute today, Lord. We
yes.
thank you and
thank
we
you.
Praise your holy name. And we go to the Lord and take the
Take everything to him.
Take everything to him.
Yes, Lord. We bring everything to you, Lord.
We take everything. Your hospital and everything.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for Catherine this morning. She went to the hospital this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Bless her, Lord. Take her home.
And take care of her, Lord.
And take care of her. And Larry will lay down and be good to you, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, we thank you.
We pray for our president.
Pray for our president, Lord. And we thank you for taking care of them. And Lord, please be with us and stand by us because we need you all the way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need you all the way, Lord. And we thank you and we praise your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be with us and stand by us. Hold us in the hollow of our hand. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you. It was a little tough trying to concentrate, thinking about Pastor Catherine.
Yes.
For those who probably don't know, Pat, well, you you all have heard Pastor Catherine. She was here last sitting with us in the service. And on this Sunday, she's experiencing some pains in her chest, and she went to the emergency room. So we are praying. We say, you know, we thank all of you for joining us in prayer for her. We're hearing by the Spirit of the Lord that all is well. Amen. So we're waiting on an update from her, excuse me, and her daughter Pam to know what is going on today. Hallelujah. But we heard from the Lord, all right? And the Lord said, all is well. Amen. So that's what we're standing on. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. So let's go to, well, Mom's done the opening prayer. Let's go to our scripture today. Psalm 95, verses 1 through, and we're going to read it together. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Then we're going to go on and magnify the Lord today. Hallelujah. We're going to go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and then we're going to magnify the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the Lord of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Pastor Price, I'm going to open up your line. Pam is calling in now. Can you continue on?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me? Apostle, can you hear me? Glory to God. Lord, we just worship you and we praise you today. We thank you, Lord God, for being truly in our midst. And we love you, Lord. We honor you. We reverence you. We thank you this day for your good and your goodness, for your tender mercies, for your amazing grace, your love, your kindnesses, for your fidelity and faithfulness unto us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord that heals. We decree and declare that you are a healer. You are like our salvation. You're the very strength of each one of our lives. And we give you praise this morning. And we give you thanks, Lord God. We come before your presence with singing. We make a joyful noise unto you in song. And we love you, Lord. We honor you. We reverence you. And we thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. For truly there is nobody, not anywhere, that's like you, Lord God. And we join our prayers, Father God, this morning with all the saints of God as we lift up Pastor Catherine. We pray your word, Exodus 15:26. Thank you that you are the Lord God that healeth Pastor Catherine, every cell organ and system of her body. We thank you that you bless her food and drink, and you take weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from the midst of her. You fulfill the number of her days, and nothing will be barren or miscarrying in Pastor Catherine's land. And we worship you this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy and your righteous name. And we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Truly, Lord God, there is nobody, not anywhere, that's like you, Lord God.
Thank
Psalm
you, Lord.
100, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. You back on, Apostle?
Yes, I'm back on.
All right.
They have dismissed, they're dismissing Pastor Catherine from the hospital and sending her home. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All is well. Amen. Believe she just needs to get some rest. That's what I was hearing in the spirit. So we thank God that she can just go home and Pastor Catherine can just go home and get some rest. Amen.
Thank you,
they
Jesus.
Said they're just looking at her blood count that was a little low, but it wasn't low enough to keep her in there. So
thank you, Lord.
That was it. Amen. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Pastor Catherine. We thank you for touching her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Father.
And Pastor Price, that you, I couldn't hear if you were praying for her before.
Yes,
were you praying for
Pastor
Kevin as well?
Yes, I was. Can you hear
me?
Oh,
amen.
Yes, I was. I'm turning it back over to you now.
Going
back on mute.
Thank you so much. All right, thank you. For those who just joined the line, I had to get off for a few moments. Pastor Catherine went to the emergency room this morning, and so we're just checking on her. I got a phone call to let me know that all is well. She's been released from the emergency room and sent home to go and rest, and I added that myself. Amen, to go home and rest. So that's where she's on her way right now, is to go home and rest. And they just said that her blood count may be a little low. So praise God. So we thank God that his blood supersedes her blood and gets her blood back to the level and even greater in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, than it was before in Jesus' mighty and holy name. We give you praise for it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And we're going to read that together. And then we're going to magnify the Lord. I mean, this could have been a whole nother day. I mean, with her, and I know things are going on in your lives as well. It could have been a whole different situation, and we thank God that he is yet with us. Hallelujah. We give him praise. So Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we're still exalting the Lord together. Amen. We're still letting the Lord know who he is. One of our friends who comes on the line and has been praying with us, she went to another church, I think it was last Sunday or Sunday before last, and they were asking people to say, who is the Lord to you? And that was in Nashville, Tennessee. And I was like, wow. So she had to let me know what the Lord has us doing here. He has other churches doing in Nashville, Tennessee. So thank you, Lord. We know that this is you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to tell the Lord who he is, A through Z.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor Mom. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. You can say a few more, Mom.
Okay. The Lord is my most high.
Amen.
The Lord is my master.
Yes.
The Lord is my
banner. He's your banner?
He's my banner.
Amen.
The Lord is my healer.
All right. All right. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Amen. We're going to open a line for Minister Carrie. Who is the Lord to you, Minister Carrie?
Good morning, everyone. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my healer. He's my redeemer,
yes.
He's my life, and he's my peace.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, all that. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Pastor Price, your line is open.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my healer,
yes.
My provider. The Lord is my Jehovah Jireh. The Lord is my shepherd. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And because things are going on, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to leave your line open. So if we need you to do something, just let the Lord use you. Amen. Thank you. Minister Rachel. Amen. Minister Rachel, we're going to open up your line, and then Sister Debbie, you're next. Welcome,
the Lord
Minister
is
Rachel.
Our
Hallelujah.
Gabrielle wanted to say something.
The Lord is my everything.
Yes, yes.
The Lord is amazing. He loves me.
Amen. Yes, he is amazing. And yes, he does love you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, girls. Did I hear, I was closing your line. Did I hear someone else say something?
No, that was Amber finishing up what she was saying. It's okay. She was talking about candy. So
oh.
I apologize for that. Love you all.
Okay. Love you all. Love you. Okay. Sister Debbie, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my strength, my Savior, my salvation, and my comforter.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on somebody to get way down to X, Y, and Z. Praise God. Amen. I should look that up myself. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord to you? Amen. There's nobody like him. He's the Nazarene. He's never ending. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's powerful. He's present. He's the Prince of Peace. He's our righteousness. He's our Redeemer. He's a strong and mighty God, Son of the Highest, our Shepherd, and he's the truth, and the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go through our list that we go through on Sunday, and you can repeat after me. Lord, you are a strong creator. You are a
strong creator.
Thank you, Mom. You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my Master.
You are the Lord my Master.
You are the Lord my Banner.
You are the Lord my Banner.
You are the Lord my Healer.
You are the Lord my Healer.
You are the Everlasting God.
You are the Everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You see.
You are the Lord of Hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. You are all these things and so much, so much, so much more. Hallelujah. We don't get tired of telling you who you are. Hallelujah. We get blessed every time we tell you who you are.
Amen.
We remember who you are. We remember who we are in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Let's go to our declarations now. Amen. And the more we read it, the more we get blessed. How, especially every time they talk about the Delta variant and this going on and the virus, and you got to wear your mask. I don't care if you've been vaccinated. Put it back on. And people closing down cities again and all of that. It's so important that we continue on with these declarations. Now, they've already been established. And so when we read them again, we're just touching in agreement with what has already been established by the Lord. Hallelujah for our lives. Amen. Amen. So let's go with our, first of all, before we get to the declarations, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So God is making sure that things are established, that we speak it out of our blessed mouth, the mouth that he has blessed. Amen, and establish some things so some light will shine, and the darkness from the enemy won't be able to be there in the name of Jesus. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So his word stands forever. Oh, the grass looks good now. Oh, the flowers look good now. We're in the middle of summer. Ooh, they look good now. But pretty soon that grass is going to wither and that flower is going to fade. But the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. I'm still waiting on my little orchid to bud. It's a little bud. It's coming out. And I understand if I get it some, if I give them some, plant food, that she's just going to bloom right on out. And my niece Pam had an orchid, and she put some on hers, and it bloomed so beautifully. So I'm going to get me some Miracle-Gro. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking over it, too, in Jesus' name, that it comes back good. But the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So repeat these declarations after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
From the law.
Therefore,
therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease to come up on my body. Every disease,
germ.
Allergy,
allergic reaction,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly.
In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue
of my body.
Function
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
And
that's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And I just want to say, even about Pastor Catherine, what she's going through today, she was feeling something, but the doctors couldn't find anything. And we believe that even the declaration, because she sat with us last week, amen, and she has declared and decreed it before, that no sickness, hallelujah, she forbids any sickness to come up on her body. And we touch an agreement with her even now. As they have released her from the emergency room, we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to declare and decree. Repeat after me. Great is the peace.
Great is the peace
of my children, and my children's children, for they are taught of the Lord. Isaiah 10. Hallelujah. One more declaration. The peace of God
that transcends
all understanding
guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble, right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent, and praiseworthy.
Hallelujah.
That comes from Philippians 4:7-8. Amen. Amen. And And me personally, I needed to declare and decree that this morning. Amen. The peace of God transcends all understanding. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a true
God
and living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now let's go into some joy and some rejoicing today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We're going to hear from our Minister Joy Bryant. We're going to hear her joy medley today. I just want to say I saw her on Facebook, and her and a group sang at Busch Stadium at the Cardinals game. I was like, you go, girl. Amen. Amen. So we just bless God for Minister Joy Bryant. Amen, as we just rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. Every day I've got so much to thank God for. And the deacons would come together, stand before the congregation, and they'd start a little hymn like this. They'd say, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want.
Father God, all kinds of different ways. But God's been good to us. Hallelujah. We can't help but thank him. We can't help but give him the praise. We can't help but give him the glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy. You're worthy, Lord, of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. We're so grateful to you, Lord. We're just grateful to you today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. He's so good. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For those who just joined us, just let you know kind of what's going on today. Our, my sister and Pastor Mom's daughter, Pastor Catherine, went to the emergency room this morning. She and I are kind of the on-hand helpers for Mom that's in town right now, and Pastor Mark, you know. And then she is in the she went to the emergency room this morning. And they released her. They tested her. They released her. They sent her on home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So
thank
we
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So we thank God. Praise God. She just, I believe, and that's what the Lord says, she just needs to get some rest in the name of Jesus. And we pray that she'll be able to get that rest in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our prayer over finances. Amen. And we're still looking. If you all have any testimonies on finances, how God has blessed you financially, you don't have to tell us all your business, you know, but just give God some glory about how he has blessed you financially. So you can press your number one key, and we'll open up the line, let you give a testimony saying how God has blessed you financially, because he's in the blessing business. Amen. Amen. And the wealth transfer is going on right now. And while I'm talking, also prepare yourself for if anyone has a testimony, because we're going to go to that after – before we go to our sermon today, we still want to hear if anyone has found the ultimate treasure yet. Amen. Those of you who were who've been with us, were with us the last Sunday in June, we talked about the ultimate treasure hunt. And the Holy Spirit helped us to put together a treasure map, and people have been finding that ultimate treasure, hallelujah, and that is, to pray for someone, to pray for their healing, to pray for whatever needs they have, and then to lead them to Jesus if they need to be led to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you found the ultimate treasure, amen, just press your number one key, send me a text. And we'll open up your line so you can share that with us today. Now, let's go back to our prayer for finances. Most of you know that the Lord has given us this prayer for finances over a year ago. And we've been praying, and I'm telling you, God has been blessing. God has been blessing me and Pastor Mom financially. We have some additional expenses that we didn't have before, but God has covered them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And he's just making sure that we have no lack and no want, and that we're taken care of by his Spirit. And so if anyone wants to share that, your financial blessings, you know, let us know. Okay, let's repeat this prayer for finances after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
for your purpose.
For your purpose.
May I be, a good steward, of all that you give to me.
That you give to me.
And walk in total agreement.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how,
it is to be dispersed.
Help me to remember.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
That all I have.
Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will find it easy.
That I will find it easy.
To give to you.
To give to you.
And to others.
And to others.
As you have instructed.
As you have instructed.
In your word.
In your word.
Give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money.
To handle money.
Wisely.
Wisely.
May I be paid well.
May I be paid well.
For the work I do.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Lost.
Devoured.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
Multiply it.
So what I make.
What I
will go a long way.
Will go a long way.
I pray that I will not.
That I will not
be anxious.
To be anxious
about finances.
About finances.
But will seek.
But will seek
your kingdom first.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do.
That as I do.
I will have all.
I will have all.
I need.
I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just praise his holy name. Just to let you all know that there are three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App, and that's $, the cash, our Cash App. Is $ ESLCCC. $ ESLCCC, which stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also give at the door, and that's at 2E. Amen. If you live in the Heritage House, you give me a call. I'll even meet you at the elevator. Praise God. Hallelujah. So at the door, 2E. And then you can mail it. You can make your check payable to ESLCCC. Send it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. And so now we're going to pray over the offering, the tithes and the offering. Hallelujah, that are on their way and that are here even now. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for the tithers.
Yes.
Lord, you said that just test you on this, try you on this, to give 10% of whatever you give to us, Lord God. Test you on that and that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. That's the overflow. We thank you for that, Lord. And then you said you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that we would not have holes in our pockets and that the enemy would not steal from us, that the money would not be lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for that. And then, Lord, for those people who are tithing, those who are giving offerings, Lord God, you said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we just thank you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for those who are giving, and that overflow is coming, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the overflow of the givers. And then, Lord God, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, where you said that you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Lord, we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that all of us has a testimony of how you have blessed us. Lord, and we thank you that you bless us in money, and then you bless us in favor. Will you bless us in ways that money cannot even begin to touch that, Lord God? And we thank you for it, Lord, and we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a good God. We're grateful to him. Amen. So if anybody has any testimony, press your number one key. We want to hear from you. Amen. Amen. And then, you know what? We have a birthday that is coming up. Hallelujah. We're going to get that testimony in just a second. Thank you, Miss Annie. We're going to say happy birthday to Pastor Mark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His birthday is coming up this Wednesday. And so we say happy birthday to you, Pastor Mark.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And anyone else who's having a birthday in July, you text me, we'll sing happy birthday to you too and speak a happy birthday blessing over you as well. Amen. Amen. Okay, Miss Annie, we're going to open up your line. You have a testimony for us. Hi, Miss Annie.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Giving is receiving. Remember that. You're a child of the King. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Don't be counting one, two, three, four. Say, I haven't got enough. And give me some more. Giving is receiving. God loves us all. He blessed me all the time. You know, he's blessing everybody all the time. He don't owe nobody nothing, but we owe him all praise and all honor. And we can go to him anytime and ask for wisdom, because Barbara always be passing by. She's so
praise God. Amen. Real. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Annie. You're being very prophetic this morning, because the sermon today is the art of receiving. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And I know you didn't know that.
You
praise
know I didn't
God.
Know that.
I know you didn't know it.
I know that.
Amen. But you and the Holy Ghost, Miss Annie, praise God.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much.
Praise
Giving
God.
Is receiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much.
I love the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
He's always passing
amen.
Back.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, what a wonderful introduction to the sermon today. I love the way how God does things. Giving is receiving. Praise God. Amen. As we go to the word today, and that Miss Annie so wonderfully by the Spirit of the Lord introduced. Amen. The Word of God today, he's just been talking to me about this for a little while now. And then he, you know, released me to be able to share it with you all today. And the word today is the art of receiving. Praise God. Amen. And as Miss Annie said, giving is receiving. Once you give, receiving is ready to happen. But we're going to go to the word and hear how the Lord gave it to me to give to you. And we have 2 weeks for this. So this and next week. Amen. We're going to talk about the art of receiving. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God. You're a good God. You have a way of just confirming what you say to us in our quiet time behind closed doors. You have a way of confirming out loud and in person. Hallelujah, with others, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you for the confirmation that you've given to me today. And we thank you that this word today is going to be a confirmation to everybody who hears it, those who are hearing it today and those who will hear it in the future. We thank you and praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That this word will be a catalyst for each and every one of us. It will spur us on to know more about the art of receiving from you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we'll all be positioned to receive the outpour that you are pouring out even now upon your people. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, the art of receiving. Amen. I was reading a devotional, and as I read it, the words, the art of receiving, was there. And I've been reading this devotional. It's like 40 days with Jesus. And I read it. I was probably on my second or third time reading it when the words, the art of receiving, stood out to me. And it was a statement there, but they didn't go into details about the art of receiving. But the Lord began to go into detail with me about the art of receiving. So first of all, we look at those words, the art of. And if you look around, you'll see a lot of things that say the art of doing this, the art of doing that, the art of this, the art of that. And when he said the art of receiving, and it's actually the art of receiving from God, I just went and looked up that. And, you know, I get blessed when a lot of times when I go to the dictionary, I look up things, I just get so blessed. And so when you look up the art of, it's the art of means to learn, hallelujah. The art of is to know inside out. The art of is to gain an understanding of something. And the art of is to become versed in something. And the art of actually means also to be trained in something. And then the art of is also to receive. So the art of, just those words, the art of is to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when we go on to find out what the word receive means, hallelujah, to receive means to come into possession of something. To receive it is to acquire it. To receive something is to be the recipient of something. And to receive it is to be a receptacle. So let's just take a moment and put both of those things together, the art of receiving. So what that is to learn about possession of, to learn about acquiring, to learn about being a recipient, and a receptacle of what God has for us. Hallelujah. The art of receiving is to know inside out about coming into possession of, to know inside out about acquiring, to know inside out about being a recipient and a receptacle of what God has for us. Hallelujah. The art of receiving is to gain an understanding of coming into possession of. We need to gain an understanding of it. You know, I think sometimes maybe we believe we know how to receive, but we need to gain an understanding of that receiving, of coming into possession of it, acquiring it, being a recipient and a receptacle of what God has for us.
Amen.
And every time I read that word receptacle, I think about like a bucket. You know, like you can pour into a bucket. I was going to say a cup, but I want to get at least bigger than a cup. But a recipient that we gain an understanding so that God can pour into us, so that there could be that overflow like we were just talking about. And also to the art of receiving is to become versed in it. You become versed in something where you just, you know, like I said earlier, you know inside out, you become versed. It becomes a part of you in coming into possession, be well versed in acquiring, be well versed in being a recipient, be well versed in being a receptacle of what God has for us. And then to be trained, we have to be trained. There's some things that are, you know, innate. And we can, like if somebody is standing before us and they have a gift in their hand and it's your birthday and they have a gift and they put it in front of your face, you reach out and you just take it. You know, and so that's kind of innate. I mean, that's, you know, you don't have to think about that too much. As they say, it's a no-brainer. You just reach out and you take it, and so you have received it. But there are things in the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, that we have to be trained to come into possession of things, that what He has for us. We have to be trained to acquire what He has for us. We have to be trained to be that recipient and to be a receptacle of what God has for us. And then, as I said before, the art of also means receive. So we have to receive coming into possession of something. We have to receive acquiring it. We have to receive being a recipient and a receptacle of what God has for us. Now, as I just meditated on this, I just really just let the Lord just put scripture, drop scripture into my spirit and lead me, you know, in a direction on what He's saying about this. Because I don't want to get it in my own way. I want to get it in the way that He wants to give. And this is a scripture. One of the things that He said to me is that believing, receiving, and faith are intertwined. They're all intertwined with each other. To be able to receive, you got to believe. You know, that little example that I gave was somebody has a gift. They're putting it in front of you, and you got to believe that that's for you, and you reach out and you receive it. Amen. But there's something that we have to have the faith for as well that's not in our faith, right in our faith. And so we have to have faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So to be a recipient of what God is giving to us, to acquire it, to take possession of it, to be a receptacle of what God is giving to us, we're going to have faith to be able to receive it.
Amen.
We're going to have to believe to be able to receive it.
Yes.
One of my favorite scriptures, I got a lot of favorites, but one of them is Psalm 27 and verse 13. Psalm 27 and verse 13. And I think Mom is right there. All right, Mom. Oh, wow. God is just, he's just confirming all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
27 and verse 13. Read that for us, Pastor Mom.
I have.
Fainted
unto.
Unless
I have.
Believe
to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen. That's good. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Amen. And I'm going to read another version of that, and it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. So when the psalmist wrote that, they were able to take possession, hallelujah, as they believed. They were able to take possession even of the hope they would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. They were able to receive the hope, acquire the hope, be a recipient of the hope, even though they were going through stuff. Hallelujah. And they believe. They receive by faith. They believe by faith that they would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. To be able to receive that without even seeing it yet. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be that recipient. And the art of receiving is to be able to receive when you see it, and to be able to receive when you don't see it. Hallelujah. And still be able to receive, because in God, the way that God does things, we have to believe to see. And that's what this word says. You know, he said, unless I had believed that I would see. So you have to believe to see, believe to be a recipient of what God has. Hallelujah. And now St. Louis is very well known for as being called the Show Me State. So, or Missouri, the Show Me State. So it's like, show me and then I'll believe. That's what that statement is saying. But the art of receiving from God is that you have to believe to see. Hallelujah. So that you can receive even the hope to get to the place where you actually take possession of what God has. Hallelujah. And I'm probably saying something that many, many, many of you know already. And you know what? I know already. But, oh, my God, this is, it's a good thing to go back and look at this. Hallelujah. Because God is, he's blessing so many people. So there's lots that's going on. But in the midst of all that, God wants to bless us. And he wants us to be a recipient of what he has. He wants us to be a receptacle. He wants us to take possession, to acquire all that he has for us. Amen. Let's go on to Matthew 21. Verse 20 and 22. Matthew 21, verses 20 and to 22. Matthew, hallelujah. Pastor Mons is all fresh today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. She's just all fresh and ready to read.
Matthew 21:22 and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying,
how soon is the fig tree withered? And Jesus answered.
And said unto them,
Verily,
I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only be do a thing.
You shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, also
shall say unto this mountain, be thou
removed, and be thou cast
unto the sea,
it shall be done. This is the main scripture, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And all things whatsoever,
just ask
in prayer,
believing,
you will receive. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That was Matthew 21, verses 20 through 22. And it says, again, I'm reading another version. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now that statement right there, that is, when we talk about the art of receiving and how it's tied to believing, how it's tied to faith, all of that is intertwined with each other. And here we go, you know, Jesus said to the disciples, if you have faith and do not doubt, okay? So if you have faith, here's that faith again, and do not doubt, it's intertwined. And then later on he says, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing. And here we go, you will receive. You will be a recipient. Hallelujah. You'll be a recipient of what God is doing here. Hallelujah. You'll be in possession. You'll acquire it. You'll be a receptacle for God to be able to use. Hallelujah. And then we got to look at this in this verse 22, and whatever things you ask, and whatever. Now, that's an awesome word right there. That has taken the limits off of anything. Hallelujah. That whatever takes the limits off. That whatever is a blank check. You know, for those who know about checks anymore. Amen. That whatever, there's no limits, there's no measures, there's no bounds with that. Hallelujah. It's a whatever means everything, anything. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Hallelujah. So positions us to be a recipient, to be in possession. Hallelujah. To be that receptacle that God wants us to be. Amen. The faith and the believing puts us in position to be able to receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To be able to receive. That's the art of receiving. Glory to God. There's no limits. There's no measures. There's no bounds when we ask in prayer believing. Now, if we ask in prayer and there's some doubt in that, you see what Jesus said? If you have faith and do not doubt, we're believing and do not doubt. I love the guy who said when Jesus was praying for his child, said, well, do you believe? Jesus said, you believe? He said, yes, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Amen. So sometimes we're going to have to go to God and say, Lord, get this unbelief out of me. I'm choosing to believe. And believe is a choice. Hallelujah. Believing is a choice. Believing is a choice. Repeat that after me. Believing is a choice. Amen. We choose to believe what the word of God is saying. And when we choose to believe, hallelujah, and we don't doubt and we don't allow doubt to come into our minds, hallelujah. And even going back to Psalm 27, the psalmist said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so the enemy would try to have us to lose heart. Circumstances, situations would have us to try to doubt what's going on. But God wants us to believe. Hallelujah. And then whatever, and we got a blank check. Hallelujah. We can have whatever things we ask in prayer, believing we will receive. Hallelujah. We will come into possession of it. We will acquire it. We will be a recipient. We will be the receptacle to receive what God is giving to us. Amen. And so I can say a lot in my life about that even right now of things that are going on. There are things that are going on right now that seem to be impossible, totally impossible. And it's a matter of believing, hallelujah, and not doubting and choosing to continue to believe. And sometimes what we have to do, me and my niece were talking about the battlefield of the mind, you know, because the enemy will try to put something in your mind that will keep you, that will cause people to lose heart or to faint or to give up or to say, you know, even one of the things that the enemy tries to put in to keep people from receiving. That's why we need to know the art of receiving, is that the enemy would try to put into the mind that people are not worthy to receive, you know, not worthy to receive. But Jesus didn't say that. He said, whatever things you ask in prayer believing, you will receive. Hallelujah. And many times we can't look at somebody else's faith when we're praying for them. We can't look at what they've been doing, how they've been doing it, or whatever. The art of receiving is to have the faith, do not doubt, and believe that you will receive, hallelujah, from the Lord. So we're not looking sideways. We're not looking horizontally at people, but we're looking vertically up to the Lord. Amen. And believing that we will receive. Amen. And and I want to, I have some more next week. This, we're just kind of laying a little foundation this time with it, but I want to read another scripture. And we say this scripture basically every Sunday. Don't quite make reference to it, but we do say it. Luke 6 and verse 38. Luke 6 and 38. You probably know it from memory. It says, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. But with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And that's the New King James version. Amen. And so Miss Annie started this off saying to give is to receive. And when we give, it's going to be given to us. Now, it doesn't say when you give, you're going to receive, but those are the words. If it's given to you, it's for you to receive. It's for us to receive. So once we give, we are in a position to receive. Now, some people may not believe that they're going to receive anything from the Lord once they give. But this is how God says it. So the art of receiving is to know for sure that when you give, you're going to receive. The art of receiving is to have faith and believe what the word of God says, that once we give, it's going to be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall be put into our bosom. It's going to come back to us. Amen. We're going to receive it. We're going to take possession of it. And not what we gave, but even more. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And my first example of that, and I think, you know, many years ago when I first started meditating on that scripture in a way that the Lord helped me to know it, was there was an ice cream restaurant here, not restaurant, an ice cream place called Purtle. And so Purtles would take the ice cream, and this makes me want some ice cream, right? So Purtles would take ice cream and put it in those old Chinese food cartons, you know, those white ones. And if you went to the Chinese food place, they would close the top of that carton. And, you know, when they put your fried rice or whatever in that. And so, but at Purtle's, they would do it differently. So they use those cartons to put the ice cream in. And so you would watch them. They hand-pack the ice cream. So they would take the ice cream. They would scoop it out of these big containers, and they would put it in that little white container. And they'd press it down and press it down as they were putting it into that container. And then what they would do, it would overflow out of the top of the container where those little triangular flaps that would close, they would close it at the Chinese place, but not Purtle's. Purtle's would put the ice cream in there until it was at the top of the point of those things. So you couldn't close it up. It would overflow out of the top of it, and they would kind of take the carton and shake it down some, and then take these big spoons and press it down. They press it down to get more ice cream into that little white container. And then when it got all the way to the top where those white flaps were just up and it was at the top, the ice cream was at the top and over that, then they would take some wax paper and put it over the top so the wax paper was the top of it. And so that was my thought, this scripture here. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, was pressed down. They shake it, and then it would overflow. Hallelujah. And so that's what God wants to do for us. And we have to be positioned with the art of receiving to know that when we give, giving is, when you give as unto the Lord, it is never, ever, never, never a subtraction from you. Hallelujah. It is, he does not subtract from us. He's not a subtracting God. He's a multiplying God. And not only is he multiplying, but he's exponentially multiplying. His math is one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, four will put 1,000,000 to flight. So his math is like that. And as a the art of receiving is to know that God is going to give it back to us in a great way. Hallelujah. So just to recap, the art of is that the art of receiving is that we learn about coming into possession of, acquiring, being a recipient of what God has for us. Hallelujah. To know inside out, to know inside out about coming into possession of, acquiring, and being a recipient and a receptacle of what God has for us. Amen. The art of receiving is to gain an understanding of coming into possession of, acquiring, being a recipient and a receptacle of what God has for us. Hallelujah. Because he's just overflowing right now. He's doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And to be the art of receiving is to even have your heart and your mind positioned to receive what God has. And there's even a time, and the Lord's bringing it back to my remembrance, that he had me to pray. And we're going to pray that together. Hallelujah. To even enlarge us, even in our soul, our mind, our will, and our mind, our will, and every part of us to be able to receive more from him. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus,
I love you.
I love you
with all my heart.
With all my heart.
Expand me now, Lord.
Expand me now, Lord.
Help me.
Help me
to be able to receive.
To be able to receive
all.
All
that you have for me.
That you have for me.
For your glory.
For your glory,
for your honor,
for your honor,
and your praise,
and your praise,
in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
amen,
amen,
amen, amen. And we just pray, you know, for you, we pray for me, we pray for all of us, that we can receive, that we the art of receiving, that we will receive all that God has for us, and even our healing, health, and wholeness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Even our relationships with our family, that we can be able to receive that from the Lord. Take possession of those relationships that God has mended. You know, because there are times where sometimes people just give up on relationships. They, you know, it's like, oh, I tried with y'all, tried with y'all for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and now y'all coming and saying y'all want to be okay, and you know, just put out a hand towards them. And we're saying, Lord, help us to be able to receive even the relationships that you mend, the hearts that you mend and bring. Hallelujah. And to be able to receive the healing, the health, the wholeness, no matter how long it's been. Hallelujah. The art of receiving is that we're ready to take We're ready to acquire, to take possession, to be a recipient, to be a receptacle of whatever blessings the Lord would deem to bestow upon us. Hallelujah. And that we don't turn away from what God has for us, but we're ready to receive it. We're ready to receive it by faith. We're ready to receive it in the natural. We're ready to receive it in the spirit. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord has, we are ready to receive it. And that's the art of receiving from the Lord. Hallelujah. So as I said, we're going to go more into it on next week. He has a lot of juicy, juicy bits and pieces. And I said, Lord, this is so good. And he said, you know, don't worry about trying to put it in some kind of order, because it's going to go right into our heart and by his order it, by his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you for that word. We thank you for being able to receive from you, Lord God, and the art of being able to receive. Hallelujah. And as we talk about receiving from the Lord, the greatest thing that we can receive from the Lord is him.
Yes, right.
To receive him as our Lord and as our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabbi. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord wants to, he wants you to receive him, because once we receive him, we got it. Hallelujah. Then he can work in us. He can move in us. He can have his being on the inside of us. So John 3:16 says, and you can say it with me, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see what God did? He gave. He gave. Hallelujah. And then if we believe, and I said believing, receiving and faith is all intertwined together. Hallelujah. And then if we would just believe what he has said about the Lord Jesus, we wouldn't perish but have everlasting life. So that believing is receiving. And then he goes on in Romans 10:9. And if you know that, you can say it with me too. He tells us how to receive the Lord Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer, speaking it out of your mouth. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and so you're making a choice to believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, and that God has raised him from the dead, what the Bible says about it. Amen. And then the art of receiving, hallelujah, you receive eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he just made it that way, that we could have faith, we believe, and we receive. Glory to God. So repeat this prayer after me. If you've prayed it once, you are born again. If you pray it this time with all your heart, you will be born again. And those who are in training now are preparing to receive those ultimate treasures that God is sending. He's going to bring your family members to you, so that you can pray with them, so that they can receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. You have received. You have possession. You have acquired. You are recipient. You are receptacle, God Almighty God. And now he wants you to help others to receive him as well. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart.
Come into my
life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord God, we just bless you. We know that somebody just got saved. Hallelujah. They may be on the line with us right now. They may be on the internet listening, but I know that I know that I know that somebody just got saved. And if you're listening to this and it's 2055 and you said that prayer, you just got saved. Whatever in time and space where you are right now, hallelujah, as you prayed that prayer, yes, you got born again. Hallelujah. And we pray for you, hallelujah. If you're in this time dispensation, we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, hallelujah, to be a part of this Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. If you're in some other time and space, we pray that you will, that God will lead you, that you will go to a Bible-believing church and learn more about the God that you just received today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that you just touch them right now. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and with power, power to walk right, power to do right, and power to get to know you even more. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. Amen. If there's anyone who wants to make any comments, you have questions, you have prayer requests, you want a word from the Lord. Amen. You can press your number one key and we will pray with you. Praise God. Amen. I see you, Pastor Catherine. On the line, I don't know if you want to say anything, but I'm just going to let you know that we have been praying for you. Hallelujah. And we believe that God is just touching you right now in the name of Jesus and overflowing you with healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. And we're praying for you that you'll be able to just rest today. Just rest, not even today, but a few days. Amen. Hallelujah. Just rest and just let the Lord just talk to you. If you want to say anything, press your number one key. If not, it's okay. We want you to rest. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, Pastor, did you want to say something, Pastor Price?
Oh, yes, yes. That's why I took it off of the, I didn't hear my voice. Oh, I'm sorry. But I was letting you finish with Pastor Catherine.
I'm finished. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I thank God for this service today, and thank God for that word. Lord God, the art of receiving. And I can see that, I know the excitement that God has in you in the spirit when he begins to impart, because you received the message that he's given you. You've actually been a receptacle to receive the message that God has given you. And so it has brought, hallelujah, it has brought you great joy. I thank God for that, because we do, there is, you know, they talk about, I think one of the things that one of our former presidents wrote a book. And I think it was called The Art of the Deal. It might have been his book or somebody else's book, but they called it The Art of the Deal. Yeah, you know, they had The Art of the Deal. Well, there is an art to everything that we do. There's literally an art to everything that we do. And even when you got down to the very end, when you began to give us a choice of that even to receive Jesus is a choice. And I thought about when one of the saints, I just said this the other day, one of the saints that you led to Christ many, many years ago. And one of the things was that she was a very wonderful receptacle. And I remember her saying, I want it all. I want it all, Lord. I want all that you have for me. I want it all. And that's what God, I thank God for you. I thank God is looking for receptacles, people that will receive all that he has, not just a portion, like you said, just not just a little, but to receive all. And then, and not only just to receive it, the vision that just kept coming before me as you were ministering was, I guess we could call it a sieve or the thing that you sift. Stuff with that you sift or that you strain, a strainer that you strain, and it's a receptacle with a lot of holes in it that when you get ready, all of the stuff falls out. But God, you know, he don't want us to be somebody that just lets everything just sip on through.
Or just
to sift through us and to have holes in it. It's a hard thing if you get something and you think that it's like you buy milk at the store and you find out that there was a hole in the container. And when you find out the hole is in the container, you look around and it's all over your, you know, it's slipped out. But I thank God that we want to be receivers that,
I said it's a mess.
It's a mess. That's right. And we don't want no messes. So thank you for the word that God has given. I'm looking forward in the messages to come to continue, because we do have to know how, if that scripture in Mark 11 is so important, and I'm going to say that and I will stop. In Mark 11 is so important, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. If that is so important, that's one of the important tenets of our faith. So we've got to know the art of receiving. We've got to really understand what it really means to be a receptacle, what it really means to receive from the Lord. So I'm excited about what God is imparting. I believe that this is a very important message, because in order for us to receive all he has for us, we've got to know the art of receiving. Sometimes we can think that we're receiving and maybe we're not. We have to even receive when sometimes shame will come in our lives, and we have to receive that God says, let that go. Receive my forgiveness. Go on and do, you know, we have to, sometimes it's hard for us to receive so many things, whether it be, forgiveness, whether it be whatever it is that we go on in our lives, we have to receive. So I thank God for you. Thank God for that word. Pastor Mom, I love you today. Thank God for your participation this morning. And I just thank God for you, Pastor Catherine. We were praying for you, and we received the healing, health, and wholeness. We're so glad that you didn't get a bad report, and that thank God that they allowed you to come home. And so we thank God for you. We're praying for your health and your strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we thank God for you all today, and thank God for you, Apostle. And we give glory and honor and praise to God in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Apostle. And thank God for that word, the art of receiving. Hallelujah. I'm going to decree and declare I am a receptacle of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Me too. I am a receptacle of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And, you know, as I was saying this earlier, the exact words didn't come to me until Pastor Price began to talk, and it just came back to me. I remember Benny Hinn was talking one day, and saying how much money it costs to run the ministry. And it's like millions of dollars to run the ministry. And he said that he had to pray a prayer to ask the Lord to increase his capacity to receive. And that was many years ago. And I remember praying that prayer. And I said, Lord, increase my capacity to receive. And so, you know, pray that along with me today. Make that your prayer as well. Lord, increase You can repeat after me. Lord, increase my capacity to receive. Yes, I want to be your receptacle. Amen, as Pastor Price was saying. Hallelujah. I want to be your receptacle to be able to receive. Hallelujah. And I was thinking also to be able to receive his wisdom, to be able to receive people, relationships, healing, amen, finances, whatever, to be able to receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the beginning of our word today on the art of receiving. We'll be back next week and just talk about it some more next week, because the Lord has dropped some wonderful nuggets in our spirit on that. He said, you can't tell it all in one day. I said, okay. So we'll be back and talk some more about that. Now, I did want to give people a chance to say something. If you have come across a treasure, I think, Pastor Price, you did come across a treasure of the ultimate treasure hunt. We're doing that, and we're going to hear reports about that at least all of the month of July to see if the Lord has sent someone to you to pray for them. Amen. Did you want to say anything about that, Pastor Price, or anyone else? Press your number one key if God has shown you an ultimate treasure.
I thought I had shared mine already one week about with Daniel, the neighbor that I got a chance to minister to, and the Lord had told me, said that the one that you'll know is when you'll say your name, Helen. He said, when you say your name, Helen, and he'll say he knows somebody or close to somebody named Helen. And then that's when we met our neighbor, Daniel. We've been knowing him, seeing him for years, but we didn't know his name or anything about him. And God used that aspect. I love the treasure hunt. I love that. Even to where God will reveal a pain. He'll show you where somebody's hurting at. And we reveal it, and when you get a chance to see them, then that's when God will reveal, will show that what he told us, it came to pass. So I'm excited about that. That's all. That's all I want to say right now. I thought I had shared it before, but thank God for the treasure hunt. Thank God for the treasure hunt.
Amen. Thank you. God has a lot of treasures out there. So praise God. I'll just want to get ready to close and let you guys know what's going on Get 'Em Radio. Once again, we say happy birthday to Pastor Mark. Hallelujah. His birthday is this week. Good to have him with us this morning. And hallelujah. If any of you all have birthdays, text me. Let me know your birthday so we can acknowledge you. Now, let me let you know what's going on with Get 'Em Radio, our family of broadcasts this week. Tomorrow, we're having Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, our Bible teaching, and that will be tomorrow at noon, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and she's talking about, she's teaching on multiplying miracles. Amen. I believe tomorrow is Jesus multiplying for the multitude on tomorrow. Hallelujah. And then on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have our Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Glory to God. And it's just been awesome. People are getting more interpretations. God is moving miraculously by his Spirit. If anyone wants to pray in tongues, you're available to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, please text me, let me know. We would love to put you on the schedule to pray in tongues on Tuesday. And if it's not this Tuesday, any Tuesday that you're available, we'll put you on the calendar for that. Amen. Then on Wednesday, we don't have any broadcasts on Wednesday until the 11th of August. And that'll be prophetic healing. It'll be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on August the 11th. Our last one that we had last week on the 14th was totally awesome. There was a man who came on, Minister Mike. He had been deaf, or he could not hear out of his right ear at all, and he could hear very faintly out of his left ear. He was wearing hearing aids. Hallelujah. He began to hear on last Wednesday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Took his hearing aids off and had some hearing in both ears, had improved hearing in his left ear, and he could hear something out of his right ear. Hallelujah. And he had been in pain in his back for a long time, many years, and if ever he sat still for a certain amount of time, well, he did that on Wednesday night, and there was no pain. So God is doing miracles on that prophetic healing broadcast. So please share that information with your friends, your family, somebody, no matter how long they've been going through, they can receive. You hear me? They can receive, yes, the art of receiving. They can receive their healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And on this Thursday, prophetic healing is 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, second Wednesday of every month. Please mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarms for that one. And then on this Thursday, we're back with our Sister Shana Poole-Jones, who is a community. She's been reaching out to the community since the pandemic, helping people to have food, and also to get home and learn how to budget, and hallelujah. So call in if you're a community-minded person, if you are a kingdom-minded person, you will find her very interesting and blessed. You'll be blessed listening to her. So Shana Poole-Jones, she has the Grab and Go Table and Keep Pushing Incorporated are the ministries that God has had her to found. So she'll be on our Get 'Em Radio Thursday night edition this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And then on next Sunday, we're back again with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where I will, I believe I'll be finishing our series on the art of receiving, the art of receiving. Hallelujah. And we just know that God is increasing our capacity to receive. So praise God. Amen. We're going to have Pastor Mom to come and give us closing remarks. Pastor Mom, and closing prayer. You were so alert today. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you all for coming on today. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day.